Ian Crawford, a passionate archaeologist and ethnographer, influenced by the writings of Beveridge, decided to concentrate his searches in the 1960s on sites that might have been continuously inhabited over a very long period and yet were still visible. He wanted to get a clearer picture of daily life and work from the Mesolithic through to the Bronze and Iron Ages and onwards as close to the present day as possible. The two sandhills, north and south, at Uthal, gradually provided him with settlement remains, which represent the rarity and importance of this site. The Uthal South Mound revealed evidence of two stone-built roundhouses or wheelhouses, now extremely vulnerable to the elements. Pottery shards, stone tools, and some bronze and metal items held by Glasgow University show evidence of habitation from the Late Bronze Age through to the Late Iron Age. The Uthal North Hill takes the period of settlement up to Viking and medieval times, and the finds include jewellery and a Norse gold coin of Harald Hardrada. There is evidence of continuous settlement through to the 19th century, and much more exciting excavation remains to be researched by the Uthal project on this site of major historical significance.